Welcome to our show.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
No, I'm very, very shy.
Well, what would you do with a brain if you had one?
Wheels are spinning in my mind.
Yep. I guess I'm just a take charge kind of guy. A man of vision and of scopes. Know what I mean?
What the stink are they doing in there?
We try desperately to educate and inform on this program.
Get to the chart.
Good Tuesday. It's hard to hear you down in the dumps. You got the blues day to you, everybody. Turn that flat upside down. You listen to the Dodge Rondo, Michael Merrick, courtesy of 50,000 watts of rock and roll power, supplied to you by none other than WJFJ.
Take your baby by the hand. Take her to the wonderland. Make it do a high.
Oh man, we're broke, cha cha cha. Everybody's flat broke, cha cha cha. Living in the gutter, cha cha cha. Early grade, cha cha cha. All right now, everybody, shoot me.
I'll know more after I've delved into the secret archives of the Antiquarian Library in Alexandria.
Alexandria. Oh, you mean a delightful suburb of Washington, D.C.
Okay, we're just about out of time, right? But before we go, we'd like to take a moment here for a Wayne's World salute to the guest jeans girl, Claudia Schiffer.
Swing, swing.
Tentpole. She's a babe.
She's magically babelicious.
She tested very high on the strokeability scale. Okay.
Hey, are you through yet? Because I'm getting tired of holding this.
Yeah, that's what she said. Okay, so Claudia Schiffer, we salute you.
Swing.
Young lovers in the front porch swing. Boy told the birdie went and bought a ring, hoping one day soon that they'd be wed. She said fine, but I'd like to hear you whisper birdie love words in my ear. So he took her in his arms and softly said, Gomer says, hey, hey, hey. Gomer says, hey, hey. So if you build her high and you well run dry, just remember, Gomer says, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Gomer says, hey, hey, hey. Gomer says,
the Russian rep in the United Nations, making a speech on firm relations, shook his fist and shouted, threat to war. The U.S. Gomer says, hey, 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 hey. Gomer says, hey, hey. So if it's market day and your hands won't play, just remember, Gomer says, hey,
hey, hey, hey. Gomer says, hey, hey, hey.
Country boy comes to Hollywood, makes screen test and it sure looks good. Nowadays he's a star that people cheer. Gomer says, hey, 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 hey. Gomer says, hey, hey. So if your bells are high and your well runs dry, just remember, Gomer says, hey,
hey, hey.
Gomer says, hey,
hey, hey.
Gomer says, hey,
hey, hey.
And the newsletter's just about ready to go out. All I need now is the Hank Stunts column.
Okay. Oh, right. Right. Mm-hmm.
No.
Boss, October. And we all know what that means. If Princess Di were here, I'd tell her, hang in there. Killed for a dreamsicle right now. But maybe it's me, but I think Sharon Bliss should be on TV every night. If I had my troubles, there would be no more world hunger. What do you think?
Couple more.
I sure do miss the cow sills. That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
Jesus.
I think that's Jerry and Sally f***ing in the parking lot.
Wow.
I am telling you, nothing beats that missionary position.
I think I have enough, thanks.
Yeah, hurry up and put it in the computer and get it out to the fans.
I might just do a little editing.
No. We never edit Hank's thoughts.
What?
Hey. Listen.
Come here. Come here.
Don't make me look at your car again. What?
Hey.
Jesus, I just talked to him.
Yeah, get a load of that. God, that little rat bastard. I thought you had a talk with him.
I did.
Hell of a lot of good it did. If he bangs her any harder, the airbags are going to inflate.
Hey, now.
Hey, you little shit! Enjoy yourself, because you're going to be fired! Look, it didn't even phase him. Mr. Connected, are you going to do the firing?
You bet.
Wow. I thought I had a hairy ass.
Can I persuade you to take a sandwich with you, sir?
I'll get right through.
Bless us, O Lord, for these thy gifts which we're about to receive. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of no food, I will fear no hunger. We want you to give us this day our daily bread, and to the republic for which it stands. And by the power invested in me, I pronounce us ready to eat. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment, you're on your own.
Bingo!
I have the winner. Will the winner please raise their hand?
There was no bingo. It came from outside.
How can someone outside get a bingo?
Someone outside didn't get a bingo. Someone outside yelled bingo, you moron.
Who you calling a moron?
Put a lid on it, huh?
Put a lid on it? If you were 200 years old, I'd kick your wrinkled ass.
Well, boy, it's just a bingo game.
Come on, Pebbles. You too, Dino. Dad is speaking on the radio.
I have to laugh. Because I've often asked myself, by foe, my enemy is an animal. In order to conquer him, I have to think like an animal. And whenever possible, to look like one. I gotta get inside this dude's belt and crawl around for a few days. Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm gonna use you two guys to do my dirty work for me. Look at you. It's the gopher.
That no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. You want it? By making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country. Men, all this stuff you've heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle. When you were kids, you all admired the champion marble shooter, the fastest runner, big league ball player, the toughest boxer. Americans love a winner, and will not tolerate a loser. Americans play to win all the time. I wouldn't give a hoot to hell for a man who lost and laughed. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war. Because the very thought of losing is hateful to America. Now, an army is a team. It lives, eats, sleeps, fights as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap. The biggest bastards who wrote that stuff about individuality for the Saturday Evening Post don't know anything more about real battle than they do about fornicating.
You choose a capital letter. You'll always use one for a holiday, like Christmas and Easter. Columbus Day, the 4th of July. And when you talk about yourself, you use the capital letter I. Capital letters. You'll always use one for the months and days, like Monday and Friday, January, September, or May. And the first word of any sentence will absolutely always have a capital letter. There a snap if you happen to realize at the start of a sentence the I that is you. In names, times, and places, what do? You capitalize.
See that? That's your IQ, buddy. Zero.
I'm going to turn over and
I'd rather talk to him.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
Let the battle card to begin. Let's
is number one reading to Don and Mike. Whoa.
As the
I'm doing these naked, by the way, just so you'll know. Completely buck naked. That is right. Is there really any other way to cut sweepers? I mean, when you get right down to it.
Pregnant pause.
The actual retail price of the barbecue is $6.29. Barbecue. Gentlemen, is there anything lying around backstage that we might offer Jamie?
Well, we have a new coffee pot and a beautiful armoire.
Boy, it's like clockwork the way your pain comes. I'll get you your novel, Paul. Forgive me for prattling away and making you feel all oogie.
It is the most erotic thing that I've ever been involved in.
What does a yellow light mean?
Oh, there.
Okay. What? Light me.
Slow down.
Okay. What?
For your collagen treatment. And don't forget, you're having your pores sucked at 3.
I can make you all go away anytime I want to.
Dr. Domros, the funny DJ, floats the jokes right down the drain.
First time I heard this one, my left ear fell off. The Turtles, happy together. Happy? I'm ecstatic.
That helps me to swing into action each morning. After I get out of the shower, I give myself a mini massage with aloe lotion. By doing this massage every day, I am literally staying in touch with my body. I can't help but be aware of whether or not I'm in shape. Once you've really examined your body, you have faced the moment of truth. Of course, we're all the product of our genetic heritage and certain things we cannot alter. But I do think that self-acceptance is vital. Give yourself a break. There's something to like in everybody.
Hands, pins, you cheat us so free. Give Don and Mike their own station today. 10 years of huge weighings, that's boosted old leggings, have ripened the cheese that smells like tooth decay. Is that your halitosis or ours by osmosis? You spread your spooge in every way. Taste even the old smelly breath. Give W-L-I-F to the big boys at J-F-K.
Vision Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WJFK.
Don and Mike on WJFK, Washington.
WJFK,
Baltimore. WJFK, Baltimore.
This afternoon, the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I don't mind telling you, this was a very tough trip coming all the way from heaven.
It's Jimmy the Greek Snyder.
I was a big fan of all those NFL players. I like Terry Bradshaw, Roger Staubach.
White guy.
I like Lance Renshaw.
Lance Renshaw?
He's a good kid.
Isn't he gay?
No, but I told you he wasn't gay. What are you talking about?
You got something against gays, too?
I sure do have something against gays. It ain't natural is what it ain't.
Who's that?
It ain't natural. I do. Jimmy the Greek Snyder says that right here. It ain't natural, by golly. So like Dan Marino, you know, for an Italian guy, he's okay.
You don't like the Italians either?
Well, the Italians are okay. You know, they're all in the mafia. Everybody knows that. You know that. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not telling you anything.
You haven't changed a bit.
I have changed. I've changed. I've seen the light. I've seen the light. I've followed the light when I die.
The Donnie Mike Show's on. 1300 AM. WJFK.
Fair fellas and high in their gals. He's one of your real DJ pals. He's the guy who spins your favorite platter. The guy who makes with a clever patter. Let's give the boy a hand on your make-believe bandstand.
H.H. Hello. Howdy, hi. You can't relax because... we're here.
As the ratings go up, up, up.
Still nobody's dead.
Competition goes down, down, down.
Isn't that right, Buzz?
As far as I know, yes.
Syndication has spread through the nation. Their shows the most.
Wahoo!
From coast to coast.
Ah, and Buzz is the only one who realized we're having Johnny Cash's daughter on the show today.
That's right. We're in black.
Oh, I never saw Johnny Cash wearing a short-sleeved black shirt.
I'm sure I wouldn't want to see Johnny Cash wearing a short-sleeved black shirt.
2:39, good guy time, chime time. Don and Mike, we're here to protect and serve.
Don and Mike are the ones who will best entertain you. Great radio fans.
Wahoo!
Best on the air.
Thank you, Don and Mike Singers. You're tight, Don and Mike. Sweaters, I'm Don. He's Mike. And thank you for listening to our festive pre-show on 106.7 FM Washington, WJFK 1300 Baltimore. Same festive moniker, WJFK.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz. And welcome to the... welcome to the program. Okay, the lines are open.
Yes, the lines are open, and they're being flooded already.
Well, we have just turned the message machine back on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I myself, this morning, while I was watching Regis and Kathy Lee,
yes,
thought, wouldn't it be wacky to call the ghoul pool, the death trifecta line,
right?
Wouldn't it be wacky to call that line and say,
this is Don from Virginia, and I think the next one to die would be Don Rickles.
Because then when we would call it on the air today, I'd be able to goof.
Sure,
well,
of course.
All morning, I'm sitting at home, and I'm getting either a busy signal or the stupid line is ringing, and it's just ringing and ringing and ringing.
They take it out of service temporarily?
They turned it off last night at 7 o'clock.
They did?
Yes, it is back on now.
Good.
So if you would like to cast your vote in the ghoul pool to join the trifecta of Jim Snyder... Jimmy the Greek.
Jim Snyder.
And Irma Bombeck.
Yes.
Call 703-691-1067. And about the late Irma Bombeck.
Yes.
This morning on Good Morning America, David Hartman was the guest.
Right.
And kind of interesting in light of the appearance that David Hartman made on our show.
Yes, he was a very serious man.
About a month ago, and the fact that he didn't want to talk a lot about Joan London.
No, right. He was very sensitive about that, and I think he... he indicated that there probably was still some tension between the two
yes.
of them.
Well, I think you could see that tension today if you watched Good Morning America.
Was Joan wearing black? Joan London wearing black again?
No, red.
Red?
Bright red.
Yeah, see? A different...
ding, dong, the witch is dead.
The lady in red.
Yeah, they were sitting around. It was Charlie.
Yeah, and... Charlie Gibson, who is, you know, cut out of that same cookie cutter, Harry Smith. Charlie Gibson, John Jones, you know, all these just white bread guys.
It's him, then it's Joan London, then it's David Hartman,
yep.
And then Spencer Christian.
Right.
Who, like, as always, is the odd man out of these conversations.
Sure, sure.
Just because...
well, he's the weather guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
The weather guy always is the odd man out. Willard was always the odd man out.
What's he got to contribute about Irma Bombeck, for goodness sake?
That's right.
So, yes. Oh, and about Kathy Lee. Anybody watch that show today? Might as well get all the TV stuff out right at the very beginning.
Did she say anything about Cassidy?
No, she didn't. But when the show started, she had a handheld microphone.
Oh, really?
And she was really pissed. And as the show, as she and Regis were talking back and forth, someone brought out her wireless, right? And she clipped it on and ran the thing down the front of her shirt and put the power pack on her back.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really pissed. And here's why.
Okay.
God. Hey, will you give me the cat sound effects?
She is the cattiest. You get to see the real Kathy Lee, too, when she's on that show. That's where you really see the real her. You know, that's where she's
So, for some reason, she didn't have the lavalier mic on her already by the time the show went on the air.
Right. You know, maybe I should... Well, I could do it again after 3 o'clock.
Sure. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. This could be a repeat.
So, Regis says, how are you? And she says, I'm not good.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, what's going on? And she says, can I just tell everybody something? As you know, we're supposed to have a wardrobe department on this show.
Oh, God. Here we go.
And Gelman says to me today that because they had some grass down in their studio for whatever, because it was Earth Day yesterday, they had sod on the studio floor.
Uh-huh.
She said, Gelman wants me to wear a pantsuit. Well, I don't have any pantsuits. I don't have any kind of a wardrobe. Listen, for goodness sakes. Just give me the money, and I'll go out and buy the clothes myself.
I'll bet.
Now, while she's doing this, normally, if she goes off on a tangent, there will be some blue-haired ladies in the audience that will be applauding.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
She was out there totally by herself.
That happens to her occasionally when she's the real Kathy Lee, and she loses control of herself. She doesn't realize what she's doing.
So he's sitting there, and he's just letting her dig herself in the
right?
hole.
Right, sure.
He says, well, what you have on looks fine.
Yeah, he's great. He is. I think he has elevated the art of letting her dig her own grave to a science. I mean, it's incredible the way he does that. Oh, yeah.
And then
she
says, I have to keep reminding myself, Reej, that we have a national show, although it certainly seems like we have a local show. Now, still nobody is empathizing with her because... She's on TV, and she has nice-looking clothes.
Yeah, she has a makeup person, somebody to do her hair every morning.
She had been discussing that this morning she had been in makeup with Frank, because Giff was going to be on Good Morning America to talk about Irma Bombeck, okay? Uh-huh. Then the last thing she says, he's trying to move on. Well, it's a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day in Central Park. She says, well, you know what, mate? Maybe I'll just have to go buy the Kathy Lee line at Walmart and wear those clothes. Although they won't let me in my contract.
Yeah, you know, and there's the transparent lie, too. Like Kathy Lee would waltz over to Walmart and go into those clothes.
I've seen those clothes.
Of course, that's Satan talking because of her deal with Satan.
Very true, and he's just re-upped again. That's why she got the Band-Aid on the back of her neck.
Man, where would we be without her?
I don't know. God, I love that show.
You know, she really is, I think... If we didn't have Kathy Lee to hate, I hate her more than anybody on TV.
I would miss her.
I'd miss her. I would. I must admit, I would miss her terribly.
Yeah. I loved it.
It's great to hate her. I mean, because, and you know what's going to happen? It's going to get worse and worse. It's not getting better. She gets worse every year.
About her clothes.
It's great. I tell you, we have a national show. We have a local show.
And him. What you have on looks fine to me.
That's a beautiful day, you know. And he's
he's the worst.
He and Gelman, you know, giving each other the high fives.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the bitch is doing it again. It's 2:46 right now, WJFK FM, WJFK AM. Oh, God, I could fill a whole show talking about that magic box, that wonderful TV.
It's great, isn't it?
Here is Buzz Burbank, now with news, then we will be right back. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. 10 years ago this week, there was an explosion in the nuclear reactor at the Chernobyl power plant in the Soviet Ukraine. Today, 5 abandoned Ukrainian villages went up in flames, sending Lord only knows how much radioactive soot and dust into the Earth's atmosphere. Officials say the fire may have been started by families who were having picnics after visiting the grave sites around what used to be their homes. After 7.5 hours, firefighters say... The fire is finally out. The White House says it's in the dark as to why Syrian President Hafez Assad today refused to meet with Secretary of State Warren Christopher. Christopher had returned to Damascus from Israel as he tries to stop the fighting in Lebanon between Israel and Muslim guerrillas. The Senate has just now okayed a bill aimed at guaranteeing health insurance for workers who lose their jobs or move on to new jobs.
Later, the Senate will vote on cutting off debate on a constitutional amendment that would impose term limits on members of Congress. The Supreme Court has heard arguments today that the federal law protects the makers of medical devices from state lawsuits that claim the device was defective. The case being considered involves a Florida woman who has sued the maker of her heart pacemaker, which failed after it was implanted. A California girl's having a second surgery today that may let her grin from ear to ear. 7-year-old Chelsea Thomas was born without the facial nerves that a person needs in order to smile. Surgery in December fixed one side of her face. Now doctors are operating on the other side. There's a mad breastfeeder on the loose in California. A story you deserve to hear after the sports. Next, in sports, Brady Anderson's string of leadoff homers is over. He began yesterday's game against Cleveland with a grounder to second, stopping the string at four straight games in which he opened with home runs. He'd set a record as the first player to lead off more than two games in a row with homers. The Orioles face the Indians again tonight in Cleveland. The Baltimore Ravens are only expected to play the Redskins every 3 years in the regular NFL season because the teams are in different conferences. But Ravens owner Art Modell says he'll consider an annual preseason game between the teams starting in 1998. The Skins regularly played the Baltimore Colts before that team moved to Indianapolis in 1984. Redskin officials, by the way, are non-committal about all this. Former Maryland quarterback Scott Milanovic has signed a free agent contract with the Buccaneers. Milanovic was passed over in last weekend's draft, but signed yesterday with Tampa Bay. This weekend, he'll be reunited with former Terp Steve Ingram, who was a seventh-round pick for the Bucs in 1995. Finally, every child needs lactate nourishment. Those are the only recorded words of a woman on the loose in Northern California who's running around breastfeeding other people's babies. No babies have been hurt so far.
Oh, God!
But the police aren't so sure this is just harmless fun.
Oh, gross.
It's odd behavior, even for Humboldt County. There have been two such incidents in the past 3 weeks around the town of Eureka.
Two women breastfeeding other babies?
No, one woman running around breastfeeding other people's babies.
Oh, my God.
Grabbing the babies and bringing them to her bosom. Example, the most recent was in front of the Eureka Public Library. The woman walked up to a mother who was pushing a stroller and struck up a conversation.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Just a second.
Yeah, you want your Irish beer glass? I like it when you put them in the refrigerator like that for me and ice them up first.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you. Now I'm going to have milk mustache.
When the mother with the stroller looked away for a moment, the strange woman yanked the kid out of the stroller and gave him a mouthful.
Oh, I'd kill her. I'd kill her.
She then put down the baby and walked away.
Why didn't she do that to adults?
Well, in case you're wondering, so far it's just babies. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Oh, God.
On the Don and Mike Show.
I say punish her.
Yes.
It would be tit for tat.
We'll be right back on WJFK.
Now is the... No, we don't want to keep our friends from the network waiting.
No, we don't.
All right,
well, I'm going to keep them waiting.
No, you're going to be a good boy.
Now, WJFK's Don and Mike Show reaches out beyond Washington and Baltimore, stretches out beyond the Beltway, across the mountains and valleys, to broadcast from sea to shining sea. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And we're in competition with other networks, not with a bunch of punks broadcasting out of a closet.
Copyright 1996, Infinity Broadcasting, all rights reserved. A presentation of Westwood One Entertainment and a production of Washington, D.C. Superstation, 106.7 WJFK.
Why don't you run outside and jerk yourself a soda?
Hey, they jerk. I listen to them all the way home from work. Don and Mike on WJFK. Hey, they jerk.
Previously on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, don't mind telling you, this was a very tough trip coming all the way from heaven.
It's Jimmy the Greek Snyder.
I was a big fan of all those NFL players. I like Harry Bradshaw, Roger Staubach.
White guy.
I like Lance Rentzel.
Lance
Rentzel? He's a good kid.
Isn't he gay?
No, but I thought he wasn't gay. What are you talking about?
You got something against gays, too?
I sure do have something against gays. It ain't natural, is what it ain't. I do. Jimmy the Greek Snyder says that right here. It ain't natural, by golly. I like the Dan Marino. You know, for an Italian guy, he's okay.
But you don't like the Italians either?
Oh, well, the Italians are okay. You know, they're all in the mafia. Everybody knows that. You know that. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I have changed. I've changed. I've seen the light. I followed the light when I died.
The Don and Mike Show.
permission from God.
I will be talking to the cameraman on the headset. It will be Terry's job to give the actors their hand to.
Oh, excuse me, Russell, but I believe I requested the hand job.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
You say it.
A womp bapalooka, a womp bam boom.
So, cross my stallion.
So fly, shall we? That was sweet.
What you do? Go to Rotterdam, then you go to Amsterdam, then you go down the road to my city. That's right. It's a little place called I Don't Give a Damn.
The perfect man would have Bill Gates' money, Jimmy Smith's ass, Liam Neeson's shoulders, Michael Jordan's thighs, and we need a brain.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you're right. Then he'd think like a man. See, there's just no dealing with the opposite sex.
Yes. Yes, the opposite sex. I didn't do anything wrong. It's men. They're a completely opposite sex. They hunt, we gather. They sweat, we glow. They shake, we wipe. You, your sexual organs are in total diametric opposition to mine.
Well, hey, so can I give you a call sometime? Or?
Oh, yeah, I'll be waiting by the phone.
No, now she's a buxom, leggy, pouty-lipped bitch with attitude. I think she'll do just fine.
Now, when was the last time you spoke with him?
The last time I had contact with him, I chartered an airplane on June the 4th to fly him into Fort Worth, Texas, where I've been.
Fort what?
I beg your pardon?
19 what?
1993. June the 4th, 1993.
Burbank, Sherry Liquor, C.L. Broyhill, sir.
See?
Along with Bobo Spiewak and the Don and Mike family of tofu-eating dropouts from society, with please. Hey, Snoop Doggy Dog. To the hate. More guesses on who's next to go in the all-new Ghoul Pool. Who will follow Jimmy the Greek Snyder and Irma Bombeck? Call 703-691-1067 and cast your vote. The winner gets $500. Sick? You bet it is. Plus, a boner for Johnny Cash. His daughter, Roseanne Cash, will be with us on the phone. Secretaries get it all out of their systems when they rat out their bosses for National Secretaries Week.
Remember those scabs?
We review all the new movies we haven't seen yet. We try and learn something about radio from the new DJ Bits magazine, The Morning Mouth.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's now 10 minutes past the hour.
And it's the triumphant return of Hunk for Cash.
Ah!
Along with the Don and Mike disease of the day.
As always, I stand ready for it. Lay it on me, Big Daddy.
Today, heartworm.
Oh, how'd you know?
But enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. And without further ado, let the big old fat old cartoon begin.
So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the shops.
Hey,
hey, Mr. Record Man, what we need? You turn up the sound on the record machine. Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks.
Yeah, but please, Sherry.
Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
I'm sorry.
This is probably the greatest honor that I've ever had in my life.
He's gonna play the top ten and the bottom.
Mister,
you know his taste.
He's all so nifty.
Let's start to swing,
swing,
and let's start to sway.
Sway.
Here comes the guy with the record to play.
Geronimo and Michael Bay.
How are you?
You
Hello.
Babaloo.
And thank you for listening coast to coast via Westwood One Entertainment.
Duh.
Don Geronimo with Mike O'Mara, and thank you for listening to our happy program. Now listen to this. This is almost like we got us a real show.
Okay.
Today, we have a guest every day this week.
That's wonderful.
Imagine if we could come on every week and
yes.
say, today we'll be joined by Roseanne Cash.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier.
Thursday, just added, Andy of Mayberry.
No.
Really, Andy
yes.
Griffin?
Yes. No.
Yes, Andy of Mayberry.
A legend.
We'll ask him all about the Secret Handshake Club.
Absolutely.
Wow. And then Friday, Marion Hartley.
Yeah.
But still.
It's, hey, but that,
it's a guest every day.
Boy, what an incredible last second edition.
And a couple of the guests that you've heard of. Yeah, so it's a big week on the program, almost like we're doing a real regular radio show here. I know that you mentioned the thing with the dogs there.
I've had a morning of crisis that I like to think that I came away with being a hero today.
Good. And here I thought you were talking about my moment with my dogs, but as it turns out, my moment
yes.
has nothing to do with what you had a real crisis.
I had a real crisis with the dog today. That,
yeah.
And, you know, I like to think that it ended happily, and what happened was I was on my way, had some work done on my car, and I was out of the house, a very rare departure prior to 9 a.m. this morning, out of the house.
I know how draining that must have been for you.
It's, you know, usually for me, I mean, you know, getting out of the house before 9 is something, and that alone makes me a hero, but you know, it... It continues where I got a call probably about, a little before we were going to go on the air. Maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours before we were going to go on the air. And Laura says, you have to come back home. I said, oh, my God. You know, my first reaction is, you know, is there something wrong with the baby? And I said, what's going on? No, Rob, the dog is gone.
Oh,
the dog is gone. And you guys know where I live now. It's out in the middle of nowhere.
Nice right? trailer park.
And the trailers, but it's a nice view. You will admit,
mm-hmm.
the trailer park has a beautiful view.
The smells a little bit.
It's the
and
location.
It's like zero lot lines. I mean, your trailer is right next to another guy's trailer.
Well, I don't buy that that comment that somebody made about it being next to a toxic waste site. I've never seen the barrels. And, you know, that's what I tell them all the time. If you want, if it's toxic, you show me where the barrels are. But that was the big crisis. The dog got out.
So you were able to save the day. Where was the doggy?
I got to the trailer park, and I got out of the car, and I said, where's the dog? And and Laura pointed towards where she had walked. She can only go so far. She's got a baby in her arms, a 10-month-old baby. She said the dog went in that direction at 12 o'clock, straight ahead.
So and are you ever going to let your wife actually put that baby down? I know that it's been 10 months of constant carrying, constant touching, constant nurturing.
Constant. The baby is never without her, and if the baby is, you know, ever out of her sight, then that's it. The marriage is completely over.
Okay.
It dissolves. That's just one of the rules that, you know, that we have. You know, it's a big rule that I have up on the wall of the trailer that I have. She says, she points to the woods, and she says, I went down to the tree line, and he kept going. And so you've got to go. So I walked probably about 3/4 of a mile through the marsh, through the underbrush. I saw a snake.
Now coming on the heels of waking up at 9 a.m.
Yes, I saw two deer. As I was out there, and I'm realizing I got halfway in, and I turn around, and I said, well, my dog's never been out in the woods, and he's probably going to lose his bearings. And the reason I knew that is because for just one terrible panicky moment.
You were lost, too?
You know, they always say that you go, you know, you can go like half a mile into the woods and get completely lost.
Sure.
And for a moment, if the foliage hasn't completely inundated the tree, so I could actually see through the trees where the break was and where the field was.
Thank goodness you're able to fight. Otherwise, we'd have to have forest rangers out there today. We have a little lost boy in the woods in Virginia.
Where I am, I mean, you take a right or a left turn and you're gone. I mean, because it is nothing but woods. And so I keep going.
And those of you wondering, Mike lives on Ted Bundy Lane. And John Wayne Gacy Memorial Trailer Park.
We live in Kaczynski Manor. Is where we're living right now, and it's very rural.
Unabomber Estate.
It's very nice. And I get halfway in. I'm finally. I thought I saw his tracks because he's a big dog and he might have kicked up some leaves. But I figured that they might be deer. And so I finally give this up because I'm yelling for him. I'm whistling for him. I double back and I might make my way out of the underbrush. And I'm going, civilization, I found home. And I decide, well, before it's getting to the hour where I got to come into work. And I said, I'll take one more run with the truck. I'll take a look and I'll go hunt for the dog. And I go booking down the way outside of Kaczynski Estates, and I take a right-hand turn. I'm about a mile and a half to 2 miles from the house, and I'm just about to double back, and I see one last house. There's only one house on this street, and I see in the backyard, and I see him. Out of the corner of my eye.
Your dog, Oscar?
Oscar. You know, Oscar's huge. So, I mean,
right.
if you can catch him, he's easy to spot. I jam on the brake. It's like, and I see him just going. He is covered with mud. He's covered with pine trees. He looks like he's had an ordeal.
Sure.
But there's another thing in his eye that says, I've been free. I've been free, Mike, for a whole long time.
Duh.
And it's hot, but I'm free. And he's at the corner of a pen, being ever the social animal that he is. He's at the corner of this pen in back of this other house where these other two dogs are, these tiny little, you know.
Hanging out.
And they're going, and he's hanging out. And he's hanging out. So I get out, and I at this point, all I want to do is make sure that he comes to me. And he's been really bad about that lately. And so I said, hello, you're so sweet, hello, I love you. You know, I didn't know if anybody was in this house. I'm sitting on this picnic table in back of this person's yard, and I'm going, I love you, you're so sweet. And he looks at me and he goes, oh, I ain't buying that. And he turns around and he starts to lumber off, and I'm like, oh, God. Because there's a row of pine trees in back of this house. So I decide at this moment I have to go through the stealth approach to get him. Now, Oscar weighs probably 115 to 120 pounds. He is a huge dog, a huge dog. I double back around this last little bush, and I'm so close to him, and he sees me out of the corner of his eye, and he starts to do this. The fortunate thing is he's slow moving, slow thinking, slow moving. The only thing he does fast is when he tends to his private areas. That's when he's quick about it. And so he starts to go, no, you don't. And at that point, I walk over, I go, come on, Oscar. And he takes two steps for me, I pet him. And can you tell I'm still worked up about this?
Yeah, a little bit.
And I'm petting him. I go, oh, you're so sweet. Okay, let's go back.
We're going to put him in the trunk of the car.
I put him in the back of the truck. And so I lead him by his collar. And when Oscar stops, if you're leading him by the collar and he stops, you're not going anywhere because he will plant his front feet. And you're like, okay. So at this point, I said, the only way I'm going to get him into this truck is to pick him up.
Oh, my God.
So I pick him up, immediately getting all of his dog's food.
All of his goo.
All his goo that he's accumulated. I don't know how many. You know, if I had Lyme disease by the end of the summer, you'll know why. I put him in the back of the truck, and the best moment of all, the best moment was pulling in the driveway. There's my wife, as usual, holding the baby,
of course,
in her arms, and she didn't see the dog in the trunk because he was lying down. He was lying down in the back of the I had one of those.
I'm sure he was, Mike.
He was.
Sure, he's lying down in the back.
I heard him. I did not. And he stands up as soon as we get into the driveway, and I look at her, and it's like, Daddy found the dog! What a hero! What a hero! And it was this moment of triumph. I hope for anybody that's ever gone through this, if you've lost a dog and you found your dog, it was just a terrific, draining, wonderful experience, and we were reunited, and Oscar was just like, okay, here I am after my putting everybody in a panic out there with the deer, and I found the dog, and Oscar's very comfortable at home, licking himself, having some water, and everything is fine.
I never thought I would say this to you, but the two words, electric fence.
The thing is, we have a fence. We have a regular fence where he can't get out of the fence. However, the gate was opened. Inadvertently, the gate was opened by...
You shock him, Hitler.
The mulch people were there today delivering mulch, and the mulch people left the gate open.
Shock them also, then.
Yeah.
Pretty much is my standard advice. Just shock. Yeah. Shock the monkey.
Well, he won't be getting paid for that mulch. I didn't tell them that, but as I left, I said, okay, let my dog go free. You don't get paid for the mulch.
But he didn't get in trouble, did he?
What, the mulch guy?
No, the dog. You
the
didn't
dog?
Get mad at him.
No.
Oh, good.
Because, I know enough about dog training where you can't... Any time that they escape and they've been gone for a long time,
it's gone by that
the brain cell that remembered. If I go, you, sir, the thing you want to do is you want to say, hey, how wonderful it is to see you. You've scared us. It's just like a kid. I mean, if you found a kid that was lost, you'd be furious that they ran away, but you'd be wanting to hug them.
Yeah.
And that's the way I was with Oscar. And he was so exhausted, he was just lying on the floor going, my day. And I'm sure he saw all the animals of the forest.
Sure.
And he
got a big adventure.
Had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
That was my morning.
Like my dog adventure, which was just having to watch my dog do that heinous act again
of eating.
Yes, while the other dog is going.
So you have two dogs. You have
and right out in the front yard, while Brandy is, she's out there sniffing and finding her spot.
Right.
Just as she goes
to do her business as she is, you know, in that dog way. That,
yeah,
that
that's
when a dog is most exposed.
Oh,
and, you know,
sure. And it's also, I think, that, frankly, I mean, it's just my opinion, that's when a dog is most funny. Too.
And my dog, at least Brandy, loves looking at me
right.
while she is doing this.
Sure.
So she's doing, and then a clink comes up from behind
right.
with the mouse. Dude, let me tell you, I'm thinking about renaming those dogs Perry and Della. If you are at all familiar with Perry Mason, the Brandy would be
Della.
Raymond Burr. And I was reminded again why I am never going to kiss that dog on the mouth.
God.
Colonel Clink. And, you know, now, you brought up, how do you discipline a dog for running away?
We're going to send our dog to somebody else.
How do you discipline a dog for eating another dog's poop while the dog's pooping?
That's pretty nasty stuff. Well, I guess it would indicate that they're close to each other.
How do you do that? Keeping in mind that a dog sees in black and white, a dog right. has the brain the size of a pea, a dog can't reason.
Mm-hmm.
But still,
yeah.
I want to get this message across to Colonel Clink,
right.
the German Shepherd.
Right.
You know, that's foul.
You know,
don't go there.
I was thinking lately about, you know, offering another product for the holiday season next year. And I was thinking if, you know, if one morning you're out there on your deck and you have a videotape camera handy, you know, just to observe that that little process. I know.
It happens all the time.
There are people in our listening audience who would pay good money for that. I mean, that would be, that alone, that could stand alone as quite a product.
I will have you know that there are people in my neighborhood who have requested to see it.
See, that's it's a natural thing.
Once you, but it's one of those, it's a phenomenon. It's not like I could order them to go outside and say, okay, now,
yeah,
you do that and then, you know, you go and you eat it.
Just stand by with that camera.
You eat it while it's coming out.
I don't know which would be sicker, the dogs doing that or you standing on your deck with a camera in your hand trying to videotape it.
I'll do it.
I know you will. I know. That's why I suggested it.
If I could catch him at it, I would do it. Well, there's good dog news all the way around to that.
I'm so happy to have Oscar back in the house.
And when you mentioned that your dog was covered with the goo and stuff.
Yeah, mud and sticks and, you know.
When you told me that today, I had two thoughts. First, anybody who has read Christopher Darden's book, In Contempt,
mm-hmm.
he writes about when he was hazed at the university he went to in California. Well, what they did was they took 10 guys, all of them black, and they dipped them in molasses. Then what they did was they sprayed them with a barbecue sauce, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise. Then they rubbed dog crap all over them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they threw feathers on them. Then they drove them out 10 miles outside of town and left them naked on a highway like this.
Man, that is some initiation ritual there.
Now, since I read that in Christopher Darden's book, this has been something I've had in my mind, you know, something I can't get out of my mind. And then when you said the thing about the dog being covered in
goo,
reminded me, I saw a commercial last night for a product. It was on the satellite, so I'm not sure if it's a national commercial. It's some stuff that you put on your hands before you're going to do some work.
Yeah.
And the guy does the commercial like this. He says, first I'm going to put this amazing squeegee stuff on my hands.
And really?
And he oils up his hands. He lubes
right.
them up. Then he goes and he stains a chair.
Okay.
So he gets the stain on his hands.
Yeah.
Then he paints a fence, mm-hmm. and he gets the paint on his hands.
Right.
He's doing job after job after job, and he ends up getting his... He's out after he's painted and after he's stained and after he has done other woodwork.
Right.
He goes out to the garden to plant some flowers
uh-huh.
with the same dirty hands.
Yeah.
And every time there's another layer of goo that is put on top, and mm-hmm. by the end of the commercial, he's standing at the camera, and he goes, so now... Look at my hands.
I've seen this. Yes.
Yeah, you've seen the commercial.
Yes, I have.
And then he just shows how you just go to the faucet and you just run water over your hands.
It all goes away. It rinses right off.
And I don't know if the stuff works or not. All I know is that I've now got that picture in my mind of Christopher Darden and now of your dog.
Sure.
And that also comes to mind, the stupid commercial.
I'd like to get that stuff. Is it an infomercial or is it a regular commercial that they have?
What I wonder is if it works like that car wax, if you can put lighter fluid on it, set the guy's hands on fire, if his hands will still be okay.
Is it a little British guy with a bow tie selling that?
No, it's just like a 30-second commercial.
And
it's not a long thing.
As far as teeth go, if you ever want to see a lower rack of teeth that are something to behold, that guy that's on those infomercials, you know, oh, that's right, Karen. It's a good product. It's a good pot and pan.
The little guy?
Check his lower rack of teeth.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. We got a break here. Do you have something you wanted to talk about?
Sure, if you'd like me to talk about it now, I can do that.
Well, I think it would be nice. We got a call yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's right.
During the program, we got a call about Sherry. Somebody called during a phone scam and said, hey, How come Sherry's not there? Do you know that Sherry is auditioning for another job?
Not just auditioning, right?
No, I actually have another job. That wasn't why I wasn't here yesterday. I was actually sick yesterday. I had pharyngitis.
Pharyngitis?
Pharyngitis, yeah, which is an inflammation.
So like Pharyngaka?
Volkswagen? Oh, that's perfect, Nugent.
It's an inflammation of your like lymph nodes, so it's a throat problem. But anyways, I'm better today. But no, I actually auditioned and got a job. It's still in development. I can't say too much about it because I don't have all the details. But I can tell you this much. It's going to start pretty soon, probably in a couple of weeks. It's in Baltimore, and I will be the host of the show, and it will involve a psychic.
Hey.
Bravo!
So,
fantastical!
It should be lots of fun. It'll be 10 to midnight, so kind of a late night thing, and I'm really looking forward to it. It should be a good thing. As soon as I know more about it, I'll be able to make a bigger announcement. But that's what's going on so far. So I'll keep you posted.
Good for you.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks.
Moving
that is
up,
great.
Moving up, upward and onward.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
And then it's going to be. And then she's going to get that. She's going to go into TV.
Yeah.
And you and I will be, you know, we'll
laboring
be
here
forever.
In Fairfax. Please? That's it.
I can only hope.
We'll be watching you with some psychic guy on TV.
Well, let's hope so.
You can only hope. Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
That's all right. We've got Eileen Cunningham.
Yeah, I know you do.
We've still got our good old Eileen.
Yeah. Oh, do we ever?
Well, let us know about that.
I will keep you posted because I it should start very shortly, and it sounds like a good deal and a lot of fun.
You're not going to steal Eileen from us, are you?
No, I have a great guy named Richard who's just the coolest. He's a guy from New York, and he's very young.
Oh, there you go.
I spent the day with him on Sunday, and this guy is amazing. This guy's terrific. I love him.
Well, so is Eileen Cunningham.
But
damn
you know
right.
What? Eileen is nobody compares to Eileen. She's
sure.
Wonderful, and you can have her.
At least in the rack.
Oh,
nobody
yeah.
compares to Eileen.
That's for sure.
I can't speak about that, but I mean, she is.
She's hot.
I defer to Mike on that one.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
On your job, Sherry, and let us know what's happening. So that's Sherry's news. That's the news on the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz? Hold on. You know what?
What?
Ah, that thing's not till tomorrow, is it?
Tomorrow night.
The Buzz Burbank Lecture Series.
Everybody's doing stuff.
Just a speech, really.
Well, everybody's doing stuff except you and me.
Yeah,
I'm watching your dog poop, and I'm finding my dog like I was goo on him.
Yeah, just remember, she's got a new job, and he's going to be giving a lecture series, and you know, we're the ones who aren't happening.
Here we are, fingers up our nose.
quick commercial break. Yeah, it's the Hugh Beaumont Lecture, right?
Where yes, it is.
You'll be the Ward Cleaver.
Exactly.
What is it exactly, Buzz?
They've asked me to speak for like 20 minutes about my career, so that's what I'm going to do.
And it's a men's lecture series?
That's what it's called, but actually men and women are both invited.
Well, that's very nice, man.
Yeah.
I'm very glad that Sherry's gotten a new job, and I'm very glad that you're getting a lecture series, and that's...
Just great. Don, I wanted to mention I will be playing golf this weekend. Nothing particularly... that's all. I'm playing golf, not for anybody or any special cause or anything. I'm just going to be out there playing in the club.
I'm spending the weekend in the box. That's it for me. Weekend in the box.
A weekend in the box.
Quick commercial break, and we will be right back. Thank you for listening. More shows coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other. Big W.
Big W.
What is it, Big W?
Big W.
AM WJFK Baltimore. Working hard to preserve a unified Germany. Don Geronimo and Michael Merritt.
Mm-hmm. Howdy, hi, we're back. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be joined on the program today by Roseanne Cash. And we'll have the crazy secretaries battle it out. And in the midst of all of this, we are still working on the ghoul pool. Who will be the next to go?
Boy, it's fascinating, isn't it?
The early favorite among the calls that we received yesterday, and we logged, I think, over 300 calls between the 3 and 7 o'clock Eastern time,
right,
when they turned the machine off. The number one vote-getter, and I'm guessing based on his appearance at the Academy Awards, is Kirk Douglas.
Really?
Yes.
See, that surprises me, because although I know he's had his physical problems...
Did you see him at the Academy Award?
I did see him, but I mean, I think considering, I think he's doing okay. I mean, the fact that he was up on his feet and, you know, and looking okay.
Well,
I mean, it's. I think Timothy Leary garnered a lot of votes yesterday.
Yeah, but Kirk Douglas got more, though.
Did he really?
Yes, he was number one. Seven people voted for Kirk Douglas yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Timothy Leary was close behind. Larry Hagman from Dallas TV's JR garnered quite a few votes.
It was, and there were some long shots in there as well. I know you voted for Don Rickles.
Well, not officially I didn't. Yeah. I just did on the air.
Of course you did.
This morning I tried. I told you. When I was watching Regis and Kathy Lee this morning, I tried to call the number because I thought it would be funny. I thought I could set you up.
Right.
Because we're going to access the messages here in a second to see who people have been voting for, at least today. And I thought we'd go through these, and it would be funny if I pressed the button, all of a sudden it was me.
Right.
Saying, you know, this Don from Virginia, I don't think it's going to be Don Rickles.
Oh, no.
But I couldn't get through it. That's why I called the station this morning and found out.
It's a sad day for all of us, I'll tell you that right now.
Found out that they had, in fact, turned off the answering machine.
Mm.
So it's back on now. Can we access the messages that have at least arrived today?
I'd certainly like to.
Thus far, Charlie Broyhill, Robay Spiewak, either one of you?
People still enabling themselves to vote today?
Oh, yes, absolutely. At 703-691-1067.
I guess they would be enabling themselves. That doesn't make any real sense. We're allowing them to do it today. The machine has been turned on.
Well, as Oprah says, you should empower yourself.
Empower.
Empower.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means. You got it, Charlie?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Charles Broyhill using the Broyhill method of a phone dialing, which goes something like this.
Kind of like your dog. Yeah. Kind of like the same pace your dog was at tonight.
I went through the forest.
He's working
you
on it.
You look sweaty, Daddy. You look sweaty. Yeah, it's me.
And if we get a chance, I know I talked about it during the pre-show. Were you giving up on that?
Something didn't work.
How about that, huh? Does he tell it like it is or what?
That's the motto of this show. Something didn't work. Either that or it's got to be, we'll have it for you in 5 minutes. That's our motto. We'll get to it tomorrow. Our motto used to be, just one more piece of pizza first.
That was Rob Spiewak, coined by Rob Spiewak.
About Kathy Lee. I watched Kathy Lee today. I watched the Regis and Kathy Lee show.
I love this.
And boy, oh boy, was the real Kathy Lee on display today.
She's the queen.
Yeah, and the queen bee, and you know what I mean when I say bee.
Sure.
So they start the show, and they got the theme. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, Brett Butler, the love chef. And then the show starts. And for whatever reason on the set, they've got sod.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday, as Woody Harrelson would say, was Earth Day.
Thank you for supporting Earth Day.
So they've still got the sod out there. So the program starts, and I notice that she is sitting on the edge of her chair as if she's just gotten on the set. And she's holding a big wireless microphone.
Uh-oh.
And Regis has got the microphone that is pinned to his lapel, the little lavalier.
Right.
Right away, they start the show, and Regis goes, "Well, good morning. How are you?" And she says, "Well, how do you think I am?" And he says, "Oh, I know we've had a little problem." She says, "Yes, we have had a problem." And someone on air brings over the little lavalier microphone that she needs.
Right.
And what she does is she...
My name is Bonnie Proper.
Well,
my phone number is 7.
I'll get back to this later, I guess.
1591.
To repeat message, press 1. Tuesday, 2:40 p.m. My guest is Senator Strom Thurmond.
There's another one for him.
He's a popular one.
2:41 p.m.
My guest is Annette Funicello. My name is Tony Mannucci.
Tuesday,
20 minutes.
2:42 p.m. And that would be Senator Edward Kennedy.
There's a new one. See, what we're trying to guess is who's going to be the next to go after Jimmy the Greek and Irma Bombeck.
Yeah, so maybe everybody's speculating.
2:43 p.m. Tuesday, 2:44 p.m. This is John Palmay, 779-259. As God is my witness, it better be Pauly Shore.
That would be great.
2:44 p.m.
My guest is Burt Reynolds.
Tuesday, 2:45 p.m.
Hi, my guest is author Kurt Vonnegut Jr.
2:46 p.m.
I like the obscure one.
Hi, my guest is Sammy Baugh.
Slinging Sammy.
And my phone number is
9/1/2/47 p.m.
Hi, my name is Kathleen Harding. My work phone number. My home phone number 301.
Okay, what's your guess?
606. My guess is Jane Wyman or Olivia de Havilland.
248.
We're getting some good ones today.
How about Senator Strom Thurmond?
Wow.
Tuesday.
You think that's one guy?
48 p.m.
No.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Hey, Rodney.
2:50 p.m. I think
it'll
be Milton Berle.
We're getting a bunch of fresh ones, aren't we?
1 p.m.
Hey, this is Jeff Costello from Arlington. My guest is Helen Hayes.
She's already gone.
2:51 p.m.
Yes, I believe Katharine Hepburn.
Popular choice from yesterday.
2:52 p.m.
Kenny Stevens.
2:54 p.m.
Hi, my name is Randy, and I'm calling from 540-370. I met this person last year at one of the Dynamite functions at Studebaker's. I am sure he's the next one to go. His name, Rudy Martsky. Thank you very much.
We'll stop right there. We will review. Yeah, we may have a winner there.
A good wide variety of guesses from all ages. That's great.
That's fantastic. Those are just some of the ones that we received before we went on the network when we gave out the number. Now from across America, you can call too at 703-691-1067. Who will be the next to go? And Buzz, please keep one eye on the AP wire at all times.
Watching constantly.
Because as soon as that death happens, we will let you know. Our interns are going through the many tapes with the many entries.
Yeah, and if you pick it and it's on there, you're set.
You get the $500.
That's right.
Now, hold on, let me finish up about Kathy Lee.
Yeah. Okay, so they bring out the little microphone and Regis says, "How are you?" And she's not having a good day.
Right. Then she's putting the microphone, or she's running the microphone up through her blouse.
Which normally you do before the show.
Right, yeah. And she's taking the pack, and she's attaching the little battery pack to the back of her outfit.
Sure.
Then she gets all comfortable, and she says, "Well, I'm just not having a good day." And he says, "Why? Why are you not having a good day?" You know, because he's feeding on them.
Oh, he loves it. Yeah.
So then she says, "Well, she's got to drop these freaking names about Frank Gifford." She says, "I'm in makeup this morning. I'm in makeup, and Frank Gifford is in makeup next to me."
And she always refers to him as Frank Gifford. She never says Frank. She never says my husband. Right. She says Frank Gifford.
Frank Gifford is next to me because he's going to be on Good Morning America today. Well, I'm just getting my makeup done when suddenly Gelman comes in and tells me that because we have the sod here on the ground, that he wants me to wear a pantsuit. Well, Reege, my Reege, how many times have I told you that I need my spring wardrobe? And now at this moment, the audience is against her.
And that's sure. What Regis thrives on. Regis loves it when that moment occurs.
You can tell it because there's deafening silence in the studio.
Yeah.
He says to her, "Well, I think what you have on right now is very nice."
Yeah, and you know, that's just feeling it perfect.
Now, she has on like a Mary Tyler Moore looking pantsuit.
Right.
And you know, when you go back and watch Nick at Night, they dressed Mary Tyler Moore in the most ridiculous outfits. I know that everybody that was on TV in the 70s looks dated now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But why do they give Mary those bright orange leisure type suits with the huge big ass bell bottoms?
Sure.
And the fringe and then towards the end when she started to look like Betty Ford and she stopped looking like Laura Petrie. So anyway, so she's got Kathy Lee's wearing like a Mary Tyler Moore-ish outfit.
Oh,
and she says, "This is the only thing that I can wear today." She says, "I was supposed to get my spring wardrobe and it's not here yet, Gelman." So then they go to the wide shot, and there's Gelman standing off to the side like
that. Gelman, who probably hates her more than anybody connected with that
show. You know, meanwhile, he and Regis are looking at each other going like, "Oh, dames, screwy dames, what are you going to do with them, huh?"
She is really, really losing it. She's busting a gasket, and the audience isn't with her. This is great for me. This is wonderful.
Yeah, he's loving it. So she says, "Listen, here's what we do. If you can't get my wardrobe together, okay, Gelman, cut me a check, give me the cash, and I'll go buy the clothes myself."
Like she can't afford to go out and buy her own clothes anyway.
Amen. Yeah. Now, again, the audience, not with her.
Yeah, nobody's good. Sympathetic with her.
Good. She's not gotten the response that she wants. So now she's really, really just reaching out for anything. She says, "If we don't get this taken care of, then I'm afraid I'm just going to have to go to Walmart
and get some of the Kathy Lee fashions and wear them on the show, even though it says in my contract I can't. Oh, God.
Fantastic.
I'm sure the people at Walmart really appreciate her putting it that way, like it's a last resort for her.
Well, have you seen those clothes? Have you seen those tarps that they sell at Walmart?
Yeah, I'm a fan of the Kmart collection myself. I like the Jaclyn Smith stuff.
Well, the quality might surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're wearing today?
Absolutely.
So that's the Kathy Lee update. Then I turned it off because I started to watch a pay-per-view movie, The Assassins.
Yes.
With Sylvester Stallone.
Me.
Yeah, duh.
Does he make any movies that aren't just me?
No, then I went back to Regis and Kathy Lee when Brett Butler was on.
Ah, they're pretty.
And she was going over like a lead balloon, too.
Really?
She was coming up with some of her good stuff. You know, we have a story about Brett Butler today. And her lesbian awakening.
Ah.
But she did indeed have a lesbian affair, which she thinks has triggered other events in her life.
Gee, why doesn't that surprise me?
Don't know. They're Hooters. Barbara.
They're Hooters. I can hide a can of tuna fish under each breast.
So she was bombing, too. But I think she was bombing because Kathy Lee did such a poor job set the audience up.
Yeah. Set the tone. I mean, and she does that. I mean, whatever
Rob,
the mood is.
You would you bring me the number for Regis and Kathy Lee, please? I'd like to call up, and I'll offer to buy Kathy Lee a wonderful pantsuit. Maybe buy her some culottes.
Some culottes and maybe a nice blouse. A nice shift. Do they still have shifts?
I haven't heard that term in.
Remember that my mom
years.
Used to wear a shift.
This is a shift.
That's a shift.
Yeah.
You're wearing a shift.
That's not shift. That's very nice.
You had a jacket over it, and I didn't realize that you were wearing. That is a shift.
Very popular now.
A shift.
For spring. Yeah.
My mom used to wear shifts all the time.
Yeah.
Does anybody still call them that though?
Oh yeah. Totally. Oh, yeah.
Really? Apparently Jerry sure does.
I haven't heard that in years.
All right. I'll buy Kathy Lee a nice shift.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll buy her a
stick shift. We can help poor Kathy Lee. Oh, yeah.
Poor Kathy Lee.
Have a little wardrobe for this thing. Poor Kathy Lee.
Well, you've reached the automated menu for the live with Regis.
Oh, God.
This system can only be used. Touchtone phone.
How do you leave a message on this thing?
Make your selection at any time during this message.
Okay.
If you'd like ticket information, press 1.
No.
If you'd like more information about the show through the live newsletter, press 2.
Yeah, to clear his throat.
For information about any of our guests, press 3.
Yeah, yeah.
If you'd like general information for the show, or information about any of the segments that appeared on today's show.
I do.
Or.
If you would like to write to the show, our address is live.
Let me just see if I can get an operator.
Hello, this is Regis and Kathy Lee.
Yes, hello. This is Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show right now. Good afternoon to you.
How are you?
I'm fine.
We were, as always, watching the Kathy and Regis show today and loving it, as always. And wanted to know what we could do to help Kathy, because I saw today that she was very upset that she hasn't gotten a wardrobe.
Is there any way we could send her some clothing?
You should probably talk to our public relations person about that.
Did you see the show today?
No, I didn't.
She was very upset at the beginning of the show. She didn't have her microphone on.
Yeah, we think it's very unfair that she comes out and does that show and that the people that are running the show don't give her anything to wear.
Yeah, they don't give her new fashions. We'd like to buy her something nice. You know, a nice culotte set or something like that.
Okay, well, you can call...
Dom wanted to buy her a culotte outfit, and I wanted to buy her a nice shift.
Hey, does she hate Cassidy?
I really don't know.
Because, you know, she says real good things about Cody all the time, but she says real bad things about Cassidy. And embarrassed by what?
It's another operator.
I know, I was just eavesdropping, though. What was that other operator talking about?
I really don't know.
Could you ask her?
You can call Sandra Spina at 216.
All right, don't give the number out. Don't give the number out on the air.
We don't want Jeremy to hit the button.
All right, don't give that. We'll take that number off the air, okay?
But that would be the number to call?
Yes.
Hey, listen, one last question. Has Regis Philbin ever tried to kiss you in an elevator? Well, I'm glad that she was empowered. She said, I feel like hanging up.
Sure.
And she did.
She was empowered.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Hey, Baltimore.
Big W. Something that starts with a W. 1500 AM WJFK, Baltimore. comical show in el radio. No peligrosa. Donaldo y Miguel.
Ready for a treat?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, all right.
Hey, old bag of bones.
Hey, Rudy.
Hey. Yeah, look, I was driving. Listening, just landed at the airport.
What, Rudy?
Yeah, just landed at the airport. And no drinks on a plane. No, serious day, I'm working.
Hey, you sound like you're really lucid today, Rudy.
Yeah. And I was up at the Sports Emmys last night in New York. And I get off the plane, I'm driving, and some guy claims I'm going to be next night as dead.
So the reports of your demise would be greatly exaggerated?
Yes, yes.
Well, don't worry. If it makes you feel any better, Rudy, we were both picked on that list, too.
Oh, you guys are both on a list.
Yeah. Oh, I was picked like three times as many as Mike, so don't feel bad about it.
Well, wait a minute. See, Don, you lost, what, 20, 30 pounds or so? So skip by another 5 years.
Well, don't you read the papers, Rudy?
Okay, all right.
Hello.
Well,
how are you, Rudy?
Okay, fine, guys.
How, listen, all kidding aside, how is that new fantastic radio career of yours going?
Going pretty good. We're up to 65 stations.
65, so. That makes me feel like, well, that makes us feel like crap.
How do you get 65 stations?
Well, they bill it as the Rudy and the Coach Show. Now, if it was a Coach and Rudy, it would be only like 22 stations.
What is the biggest market that you're in?
Yeah, we're in L.A., San Francisco, Denver.
Hey, Rob,
Dallas,
give me a gun.
Miami, Tampa, you know. We're...
Rob, would you please go get me a gun? I swear to God, I am ready to eat lead.
Rudy, congratulations. That's terrific.
Well, it's one of the largest upsets of 96, that's for sure.
I would say so. You must be very happy.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy, but I miss you guys, and I listen to you anytime I can.
Well, you know, now that you have 65 stations, just come on our show again.
Hey, I'm trying to work that out. Maybe we'll make it pretty soon. Who knows?
Hey, hold on. I got to know. When is this show on?
8 to 10 Eastern.
Every night?
Every night, although they let me out of the cage on Friday nights. You don't have to be on Friday night.
Oh, man, you get Friday nights off?
Yeah.
What is the...
You're the luckiest man in the world.
What is the station in Los Angeles?
I don't have it in front of me. I'm working out of the house right now. It's
What is the station in Dallas?
KLIF. I know that one. I had a guy last night in New York telling me, listen to us at night.
Now, did you actually meet Satan, or did you just sign the contract?
I think I got linked up with this guy, Coach. That's what happened.
Yeah, he's a scary talent. You know, I can't... Yes. I cannot sit here and give you my usual...
No, we can't say anything bad about the Coach because we know the guy, and he's always been a very nice guy.
He's a poor man's Don Geronimo, but he's trying hard.
Yeah, but if he's the poor man's Don Geronimo, how come he's got 65 stations and we got 40? How come we're on in Podunk, Missouri? God,
you know, you guys probably drive a harder bargain. We go out for free.
That means that Rudy's me. That scares the hell out of me right now, I'll tell you that. I don't mind telling you.
I'm probably a better golfer than Mike now. Oh, I wouldn't know it because I never get to go with him.
You're too good, friend.
When are we going golfing, Rudy?
Friday.
You want to go golfing Friday?
Yeah, the Sam Hunt tournament out at Bristol Manor.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I wasn't invited.
Okay, I'll get you invited.
Okay,
I can do that now.
Something's never changed.
This guy you're working with, is it the Coach who was on Cheers?
No, it was a Coach with Kevin Kiley.
Rudy, I know who it is. I'm not going to joke.
Okay. Yeah. No, it wasn't.
You know, the Coach of Cheers is dead.
God, I miss having Rudy on the show.
You know, it's, those are the things I never do. You know, like sitcoms? Who's in the latest sitcom?
I'll be honest with you. We tried to hire that other guy from USA Today just to spite you. Michael Haystand or Heistand?
Heistand. I gave him his number.
He's a really nice guy, and he's a really good print journalist, but we just couldn't get what we needed from him on the radio.
We were doing that just to make you feel bad, Rudy, and you got 65 stations, and we didn't feel any better.
Man,
that's fun. How's the mouse doing?
She's doing fine. I got her working. She's fixing up this house, and we just went to Madison last weekend where I had a... This is not her upset. A journalism award. A distinguished service of journalism.
Rudy, things are just happening for you.
All you got to do is leave this program and things happen.
Yeah.
You're with us for 3 years and nothing happens. You leave and now look at you.
Yeah, well, no, I missed the sock hops, though. Or how bad could I have been for this guy to say he met me once and I would be the next candidate to die?
Yeah, well, you know, sorry about that.
Sock hop. That's what Rudy's referring to, our public appearances as a sock hop. With the high five.
Yeah, little sock hops all over the place.
So, listen, how's your friend Sal doing?
Sal's doing fine. He's now a conglomerate again. He's into building more shopping centers.
Sal is the guy.
Yeah. And you know, he's come up with a new, he wants to present it to you, come up with a new talking picture frame, an advanced model he thinks he'll approve.
We know he's building shopping centers. For those that don't know Sal, Sal gets his concrete for free. Wink, 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 wink.
Sal's the guy who had an idea that he wanted Mike and I to sell our pictures that would come in picture frames where you press a button, it would go, "Hi, hello, this is Don, and I am Mike." Sal is also the guy who, when we were over at Rudy's house one night watching some games and having some pizza and some beer, there was like, Rudy's got like three big Domino's pizzas on his coffee table.
Sure, right.
And Sal decides that he's going to take his shoes and socks off, and he puts his dogs right up there on the table, right by the pizza.
That's a party at Rudy's house all the way.
Oh, man. There's
nothing but class out of this group.
Hey, what about this article on you in Inside Sports? I have been carrying it around for a couple of days and haven't read it. Is it a good article or a bad article?
Well, it's good for the first page, and then the second page, I guess my competitor's ripped me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right, what do they say?
The guys who write the other TV columns written.
What do they say? That you suck up to the people too much?
Yeah, they might say that. They might say, "Hey, I'm dull, I'm bland." I mean, you know, it's all stuff that almost sticks.
You know, I'll say one thing about Rudy. He may be dull, he may be bland, but I'll tell you, when there is a major story in television sports, you are the one that they go to.
Yeah, well, I can't deny that.
So last night you were at the Sports Emmys. Did Dick Ebersol put his tongue down your throat?
Well, just about. But, you know, Tim McCarver came up and said he knew me.
Tim McCarver?
Yeah.
Tim McCarver.
You should tell Rudy your suggestion to Chris Berman about the shirts that are just getting too tight every year.
You know, I'm an idiot. I still watch
it. Here's what was
watch
bad
the
about
draft.
I hope you guys don't have a station up in Connecticut, but...
No, thank goodness, Rudy, we don't. I'm sure you don't. I'm sure you do, but we don't.
We probably got two. But Chris Berman, before the ceremonies last night, he was sweating. Well, I mean, he figured, like, afterwards he might be.
I saw him during the draft, Rudy, and, you know, I'm a big fan of his.
Sure.
But I got to say, he really could be one of the people on my death trifecta because, for whatever reason, I estimate his neck size. I guess that it's at least a 20 or a 21, and he is trying to squeeze himself in like to an 18 or 19 inch neck.
Yeah.
And one of these days you're going to be watching, and it's going to be like the movie Scanners, where his head's just going to blow up.
Don't you think his shirt sizes are too small, Rudy?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I like Chris. I've written good things about him. But, yes, there's certain people that have troubles with the weight, and they fluctuate up and down. And I think Chris is one of them.
See, he's a little out of practice. Rudy is, now since he hasn't been with us for a while.
Yeah, that's
he's
right.
Got all his cliches down.
Sure.
He's not
going to
say anything bad about anybody.
That's right. Yeah, 2 years ago, Rudy would have said, "Yeah, I agree, Don and Mike. I think his head's going to explode."
Well, no, wait a second. I need guys, for my columns. See, I can't be knocking these guys too much.
Yeah, listen, one last thing, Rudy.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you called. Are you aware that Soupy Sales has got a record all about your wife?
About the mouse?
Listen to this.
Good.
This is from Donnie's record collection. This is Soupy Sales. Listen to this song.
Hey, to the mouse, yeah.
To the mouse.
Hey,
Soupy.
You can do it in your house, yeah.
Of course, Rudy's wife is known as the mouse.